Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, we had that USDA WASDE report earlier this week. That looks to have an effect on the markets this week. First of all, give us the numbers. And if it wasn't for Friday, we would have had a pretty good week. Give them to us, Justin.
Yeah, it would have been a great week. Friday definitely took a bunch of edge off this. I think people had time to kind of sit around and think about and pencil out what Thursday's report actually meant, and I think it was a little more bearish than they thought, especially the soybeans. But for the week, May corn was up 5.25, so, you know, old crop corn climbed a little higher, closed at 390.5. That's the highest old crop corn's been in a long time here, guys. May beans were down 31.75, and, you know, 25 of that came Friday. 10.39.25 they closed that. And July wheat was down 13 for the week, 537.25. So beans and wheat definitely took it on the chin. Corn hung in there pretty well.
All right. Well, let's hit that WASDE report from Thursday. So what was it that the trade had to mull over Thursday into Friday?
The only real bullish, slightly bullish, probably part of the report in my mind was corn carryout was 2.127 billion. There's a lot of people looking for 2.2, 2.3. Which is, you know, 100 million less than they were thinking, 150 million less than they were thinking. They definitely have to exports. They're kind of flying off the shelves here, which is good. In my mind, 2.127 carryout's a pretty big carryout. We've got huge use, but that's still it might be smaller than they were thinking, but it's not a 1.6 or 1.5 billion that we really need to get this market fired up. Beans were pretty overly bearish. 555 million soybeans left over is a ton of beans. Everybody's kind of obsessed with Argentina and weather, like the daily excuse we always say. When you have 550 million beans extra sitting around, I don't care how good crush is, it's got to be a pretty crappy crop this next summer to get the markets really fired up. 1.034 billion wheat around is just kind of plenty for now. All these things, there's just plenty of it around. Funds have used weather, a bunch of different thoughts as a reason to buy this market. They have huge long positions on, especially beans and meal. They're really long stuff. All of a sudden, the government comes out and says Argentina, which has been like the hot coffee shop talk in the country, isn't 40 million metric ton crop. It's a 47 million metric ton crop. And all of a sudden, it's not hot and dry every day. There's a huge rain cloud going across to some of the best farm ground in Argentina that is a rainforest. And it's going to rain once in a while. And just when a couple of things like that add up, they really liquidate. And they really did on Friday.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, trading with emotion versus trading with a plan and executing that plan. It sounds like you're visiting with a lot of farmers this year and trying to do more so of the planning, right?
Well, we have a plan. Like, I was joking with Chad before doing this. Like, you know, if Argentina weather is dry, is it going to stop me from having all of the clients that we represent not do a seasonal average, not sell 410 corn, not sell 1045 beans? Is it going to stop me from doing that? No, we're going to go ahead with the plan. We're going to execute a plan. I think there's a lot of farmers we talk to out in the country are saying, oh, my gosh, it is dry in places. Southwest Kansas is dry. I think this stuff's cheap. I'm not going to be a seller. I think that's an emotional, crazy decision on your farm. These are pretty good prices for the last couple of years. You don't want things like that to change your marketing plan. I'll tell you that. We want people to focus on futures. Futures discount information every day. When things are bullish, the most bullish, they're going to peak. When they're the most bearish, they're going to bottom. And that's what happens. And if you get caught up in that, you can really crush your returns over time. Focus on what makes your bottom line look good. If these prices work on your bottom line, sell some. You got a lot more to sell. You got next year's corn to sell. Focus on carries right now. There's not a ton of carry in the market to new crop corn or past new crop corn. It will later. But focus on doing the right things at the right time.
Just one other quick thought. You know, we have a couple of days before we make that final crop insurance decision, but it is a good opportunity to align our crop insurance decision with our marketing plan, make sure they jive and get that plan going, right?
Oh, 100%. I think if you're buying crop insurance and not doing a pre-harvest marketing plan, I think you're completely missing the entire point of having guaranteed production. And for us, because we're in it every day, but if you say, gosh, what is he talking about? Why would I have crop insurance and, you know, sell anything ahead of time? We'd love a chance just to explain to you what the whole thought is. If you're buying crop insurance, what you should be doing on grain marketing, or what you should be doing anyway, I think. I think there's a lot of areas that are dry. that people are really trying to focus on what their guarantees are. There were some drought disasters in the Dakotas and some of these plain states last year that they're having a lot of conversations with their crop insurance agents to try to figure out where their best guarantees are because they're still dry coming into this year. But yeah, it's a huge piece of risk management. It's a tool. We would love to talk to you about grain and have someone else focus on crop insurance with you. Do the best on both sides for you.
All right, very good. Great conversation. Appreciate the information. Have a good weekend, Justin, okay?
Thank you.
Again, we've been visiting with Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call him toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. There's a check of this week's markets. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.